Hello, everyone. Happy almost 4th of July. It is July 2nd, 2022. Today is actually my nephew's birthday. So happy birthday, Justin. And it is almost 4th of July here in the United States, for any listeners that are outside of our country. And we're starting to hear fireworks going off, and we're excited about celebrating on Monday and having some family over, and hope that you are having a wonderful extended weekend. And I just wanted to go over today. Actually, before I do, I did want to apologize. I feel like every time I pop on here, I'm like, I'm going to record. This is the time, you know? And the last time for like a good, oh gosh, I don't know how many months, I was having microphone issues where I could not get the darn thing to record. It kept saying, you know, we can't recognize your microphone. We can't recognize your microphone. I'm like, it's attached. Everything is good. What's going on? And I thought it was a problem with the antivirus. I turned the antivirus on my computer off. Everything was working beautifully. And then out of nowhere, the phantom problem returned. And so I wasn't able to record again. And so I have not been, you know, being lazy. I haven't been able to record. And so the microphone issues still persist. And I'm like, well, what's an alternative? I can use my iPhone. I downloaded the Anchor app and I am recording on my iPhone through my my headset. So hopefully using, you know, regular earphones, it sounds good. It's not a professional microphone, but it is a way that I can get some recording done, because I love podcasting. I love talking to you guys, and figured this was the second best solution when I'm having these ongoing issues that I don't know what's causing it. So hi, I am back. Hopefully, I'm hoping and praying that this works from now on, so that I, you know, we'll be able to continue with that. So wanted to get that out of the way. And tonight I am going to be talking, or day, depending on where you're at, I'm going to be talking about tips for folding your socks. Now, I know that seems very trivial. I love to have a clean environment. When my husband and I are at home, you know, sometimes we don't clean, but most of the time I clean at least once or twice a day. And because I love for our space to be organized, I love for it to be clean. It helps me to think more clearly. I work completely from home, and when things are chaotic, I feel like I can't focus. So really, for, you know, preserving sanity, I like to clean our house once or twice a day. And one of the things I usually do at least once a day is I will run a load of laundry. And for the longest time, I'm like, oh my gosh, I hate doing socks. I hate folding socks because it takes forever. And I came up with a system that I just follow that really has helped make things, I don't want to say more proficient. I guess that's a word, you know, to be used for it, but it makes things run more smoothly. It makes things a lot quicker so that I can get on with my day and do more important things. So one thing that I do right away is I will sort by type. So my husband has a certain type of socks. I have a certain type of socks. I will go ahead and sort those through. So I make a his pile and a me pile, and we'll just quickly distribute. Okay, that's his, those are mine, you know, and back and forth. And then once I do that, I will take all of the socks and flip them the right side out. I don't care who's, you know, not whose sock it is. I don't care which ones match or don't match. I'm just interested in flipping all of them right side out. And the reason I do that, and that step alone, has really helped to improve how quickly I get the socks folded, is certain socks, like for my husband's socks, he has different ribbing on the top of his socks that you can't really see from the inside. And then some of them have like a blue line on the front of the toe, or some have a brown line or whatever. And it helps me to be able to quickly identify, okay, that's for this one. So first step, again, is sort by type. Second is to flip all of them right side out. And then third step is to start you know, sorting again, so, or matching rather. So you're going to, now that everything's turned right set out, you're going to say, okay, these have the same tubing at the top, or, oh, this has a blue line at the toe, or I have my fuzzy socks, so, you know, those can match together. Those are pretty easy. You know, some of my white, I don't think they're called Keds. I forget what they're called, but the little short socks, the little white socks, there's a ton of those. Some of them have pink on the heel. Some of them are white. So it helps to just sort them out and then start matching them once you can see that, hey, this one belongs to this one. Look for differences. It helps make things go way, way smoother. And then something I do, that's kind of my, you know, way of running things with socks. That's how I get it done pretty quickly. It's a very quick tip, is to just flip them right side out and pair them that way. But one other thing I do also, sometimes I'm like, where the heck is the sock? You know, I know there was a sock with it because he obviously wore them to work, my husband, you know, or I wore this to, you know, when I work here at the office at home, where did the sock go? And so I have just a little area above our dryer that whenever socks go missing, I have a little pile that gets folded there. And sure enough, on our next load of, you know, socks and underwear, the sock suddenly appears. And sometimes it's just, you know, tucked under the, you know, blanket, or, you know, sometimes it'll be in underneath my husband's desk, or I'll have one popped in the closet or whatever. It'll just go missing for a short while. Sometimes our dogs will steal our socks. Not sometimes, a lot. And they will steal our socks. And so that is just a little trick. Just if you put things to the side, then you can match them up in the future. If they have gone for like months and I haven't found a mate for it, then I will actually take our socks, our old socks that have like one, I will tie them together, knot them together, and then I'll give them to our dogs as a play toy, which I know that's probably not the best thing because it teaches them, oh, it's okay to eat socks, but they're going to do it anyway. So fight your battles, right? So that is one thing that we do. And oh, I did not mention, because it has been some time, we did get a second puppy. So for my birthday, my mother-in-law bought me a Labradoodle puppy. Theodore, our big dog, he's a big golden doodle. He weighs 60 pounds. He's almost 2 years old. And we now have a, actually today is his birthday too. Happy birthday. His name is Milo. He's this adorable black Labradoodle. And even though Theodore is almost 2 years old and is 60 pounds, Mr. Milo just turned 5 months and he is already 51 pounds. And that was 2 weeks ago. So he's probably gained more. So he's going to be a big, big boy. His paws are huge. We call him our little black bear because he looks like a little black grizzly bear and his paws are massive. But he and Theo hit it off really quickly. They're best of friends. And it's just been wonderful to have two dogs. If you don't have two dogs, I definitely recommend it. And that will be coming in a future show. So I hope y'all have a wonderful 4th of July. I hope that this recording sounds good. Once I hit pause or stop, then we'll be able to listen to it and hopefully it sounds good. I'm kind of out of options though. I'm like, what else do I do? I can't get this thing to record. So love y'all. I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July. I'm happy to be back in the saddle and I'll see you again at my next show. Bye.